Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. Jake and Josh are here to analyze the game they love for the team they love.
This is another Dolphins podcast.
Here's your host, Jake Mendel and Josh Houts.
Thanks for pressing play on another edition of another Dolphins podcast. Mandatory minicamp is here. The regular season is slowly getting closer, so we are here to recap everything we've learned and also dive into a couple one-year contracts that we think are going to turn into much more for the Miami Dolphins. But before we get into all that, Joshua Houts, how you doing today, my friend?
OTAs are back, man. We're getting those clips that we just, you know, get overly hyped about, and I'm doing good. So how have you been, man? Been a while since we got to come on here and talk.
Are you telling me that you had to check your pulse after seeing D. Eskridge have a one-handed catch in OTAs? Is that what you're telling me? You're that fired up?
Yeah, that, and then, of course, Jalen Phillips running around like Fast AF doing the little hoop drill. I was getting a little bit too excited about that. But yeah, that Eskridge catch was just insane.
Josh, I always like this time of year. One, because your team is 0-0. You have no record. And two, this is like how our friendship kind of started, right? It was the idea that it was these preseason, like we were so desperate for any sort of Dolphins news possible. We were looking, you know, the Reddit boards, OG Twitter, Finn Haven, I think was one of the big message boards at the time. And Josh, I just gotta say, man, it is fun. You know, there's the good side and the bad side, because obviously the Dolphins are practicing against themselves here. But let's just start right at the top here. 2 days of OTAs are in the books. We're recording this on Thursday. What was your key takeaway moment here that got you jacked up?
My key moment, I mean, honestly, it was probably, like I said, the Jalen Phillips thing. I mean, I know that it, you know, we've seen his progress, right? We've seen him do it before, just him, you know, rehabbing and just looking hungrier than ever. But to see him out there moving along with, you know, Bradley Chubb and some of those other guys, it was hard not to get overly excited. So I'll be honest, all of it got me hyped. I mean, whoever's putting together those video packages are doing a hell of a job. But Jalen Phillips was the one that really stood out.
Dude, they knew exactly what they were doing with that. And I think it was only like a 3-second video. And I saw every website, every Twitter account, like, there's Jalen Phillips just instantly pointing it out. And man, that brings up my first big picture note here. Obviously, neither of us are at OTAs. Bradley Chubb, I think he's looking pretty good. I think he said he's feeling between 95 and 99%. I read a story earlier today that was talking about how people believe that this is Chop Robinson's coming out party, 6.5 sacks last year. I can't remember who it was because it's OTAs and everybody wants to say something, but talking double-digit sacks, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb, Chop Robinson. Dude, if we want to talk about one thing to be excited for this season, it's seeing how Anthony Weaver lets those three run wild.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been our pipe dream, right? Ever since he was drafted, you heard Anthony Weaver kind of talk about it, you know, in, you know, passing a little bit, just the potential of it. And now we finally might have a chance to see it all come to fruition. So I'm excited. I think it was Connor Orr of Sports Illustrated that did like his hot takes or something. He was the one that said about Chop Robinson getting that his double sack. Yep. So, I mean, and Bradley Chubb, I mean, I think it was Wingfield or someone, you know, mentioned how he had a standout day. I know he like abused Ryan Hayes, which might not be that impressive, but the fact that we have those three, you know, for lack of a better word, when they're healthy, elite pass rushers. And just to think of what Anthony Weaver might be dreaming up, it brings goosebumps to me and just makes me excited to see what could potentially happen. McDaniel was asked about Chubb and Phillips today, and he said both of them have basically made offseason in season with how they approach their work. They're both able to participate in most things most days. He said, depending on which day you're at, the guys are out there, you know, you might see one or the other, but he's very happy with where they're at, and they know that they're as excited as ever. I mean, they're the most excited practice players of all time right now. So, you know, hearing how excited they are, little kids in a candy shop, and again, what Anthony Weaver could be envisioning, you have to be over the moon excited for what those three guys, along with the Kenneth Grants and the Zach Sealers and the linebackers, like we'll talk about. I mean, the defense gives me goosebumps and has given me high hopes for the expectations of this Dolphins team, even though it is, like you said, May 28th.
Got to call you out here for a quick second, Josh, because you said, for a lack of better words, you said elite. I genuinely think this is a position group that is elite. Like, we have Jalen Phillips in the Ring of Honor already, you know, jokingly, but he has that potential, that skill set. And Bradley Chubb's a multi-time Pro Bowler. I feel like we've kind of forgotten how good of a player he can be, obviously, when healthy. And he has had a couple injury issues throughout his career, but man, when he's on the field, he is an absolute problem, and it's just very cool to see them all coming back together.
Yeah, it really is exciting to see what, you know, how it's all going to come together. And, you know, if Bradley Chubb, you know, exceeds expectations, or, you know, picks up kind of where he left off that one year, you know, that would be nice to finally see one of these trades. You know, Tyreek Hill had an awesome season, but the Jalen Ramsey trade kind of didn't work out, as we're going to talk about, or as we see. And, you know, getting Bradley Chubb for what they did, having him come in and, you know, be that edge player that they expected, it'd be really nice to see it all come together with him, Jalen Phillips, and Chop Robinson. But again, it's all about health, right? I mean, and that's kind of what's depleted that position, or, you know, given us, you know, left us a little bit with a sour taste in our mouth, I guess.
You bring up Tyreek Hill, and let's just get into it. He was asked again about the chase for 2,000 yards. He said, I need 2K this year, dog. I don't care. That was the mindset when I first got to Miami. We got off that, though, about to put in some work every day while still going to OTAs, though. Josh, Tyreek's recovering from off-season wrist surgery. I think he recently just had pins removed. I'm not a doctor. Don't quote me on that. But he's just progressing. He's not going to be catching balls for most of the off-season. He's doing a lot of running. And Josh, I think, actually, before I get into that, what were your thoughts here hearing about the, just simply put, I need 2K this year, dog?
Yeah, I mean, my first thing is, that was the best season we talked about in the previous part, right? 2023 was like heaven for Dolphin fans, but I just don't know if the right mindset late in the season was just force feed Tyreek Hill and let's get him 2,000 yards. So I think maybe he's just saying it more as like a personal goal, and, you know, seeing what the team did back then, he's kind of throwing that into the air, right? Putting the good vibes out there. But I hope we're not, you know, late in the season, need to win games, and you got the Dolphins just force feeding Tyreek Hill in situations when, you know, he's double teamed or really shouldn't be getting the ball at all.
Based on everything we've heard, whether it's McDaniel, whether it's Tyreek, whether it's Tua, whether it's Waddle, do you think that's their mindset going into this year, that they'll try to push that into? Do you think they've learned their lesson, I guess, is how I should word it?
I think they did. And I think, you know, we look at the different mouths to feed, right? We hear Jalen Waddle showing out in practice. Jonnu Smith had his best season. Devon Achane's going to get more involved. They signed Nick Westbrook and Kine. So Malik Washington as well. So they have so many more playmakers out there where, I mean, not to say they didn't back when they were trying to force feed Tyreek Hill, but I think Mike McDaniel's learned his lesson. And this offense, you know, Tua probably learned his lesson, right? You can't just hone in on Tyreek Hill when the entire defense is also honing in on him. So I hope they learned their lesson. But at the same time, I mean, if Waddle's getting 1,000 yards, Achane's hitting his marks, Jonnu Smith's doing what he does, and Tyreek Hill's still nearing 2,000 yards, I mean, none of us are going to complain about that.
That's kind of the key here. I'm cool letting Tyreek talk because he's going to talk either way. I kind of wish he wasn't talking with someone like Aiden Ross and throwing jabs at the Buffalo Bills. Like, I think that's very dumb, especially when you cannot beat the Buffalo Bills no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how hard you try. But yeah, man, I go back to the idea that if Tyreek is being this loud about 2,000 yards, opposing defenses are going to know that. And I go back to, what was it, like Austin Eckler 2 years ago, that 2023 season where he's sitting on the sideline with the Chargers and it's just like Tyreek running to, like, down the sideline, scoring another touchdown. And he's just like, what are we going to do? We can't stop this. There is still that fear. This is somebody who is, what, Josh, about a year removed from being named the number one player in the NFL. Like, I'm okay with him being loud. I'm okay with him drawing a bunch of attention because that's his role as a number one wide receiver. But you brought up a great point, man, and that is absolutely that Jalen Waddle is dominating in training camp, or OTAs, I should say. I wanted to get your thoughts about that because when you see someone like Jalen Waddle thrive, you have some young cornerbacks struggling on the other end there. I read that Cam Smith got beat a couple times. Obviously, I don't want to put too much stock into that because it's OTAs. Nobody's in pads, and if anybody is unstoppable in pads, it's somebody with a quick twitch like Jalen Waddle. But what did scare me is that Cam Smith on one of the plays came up limping a little bit. So that was kind of the one note I wanted to bring up that kind of, oh God, like we can't have this happening already.
Yeah, we don't need that at all, especially when, you know, it sounds like, you know, they're trying to light a fire under these young corners' butts and to see, you know, who can rise to the occasion. With Jalen Waddle, I guess I didn't even really think about it, but a lot of that is probably because Tyreek Hill mentioned, I think Coach McDaniel mentioned today, you know, he's just running routes. He's not catching passes because, like you mentioned, he did just get those pin removed. So we wanted Jalen Waddle to step up, if, you know, in those situations. Long-term, we want Jalen Waddle to be that guy because I don't really foresee Tyreek Hill on the roster, you know, after this season, but it does come at an expense, like you said, because it's Kader Kohu across from him. It might be Storm Duck, Ethan Bond, or whoever it is. They're the ones being left in the dust by a Jalen Waddle. So fire or iron sharpens iron, so to speak. But I was definitely pleased to hear what I think it was Travis Wingfield. Got to give him a shout out because I think it was mostly his notes that I read on Reddit. But the fact that Jalen Waddle's stepping up and it's what, day two of OTAs. I mean, we want him to take that next step. We know he can take that next step. And that's all you can really ask, you know, from him at this point in the offseason.
How weird would it be if Jalen Waddle is the team's leading receiver this season? Would that be weird?
I mean, if Tyreek Hill played every game, I think it'd be a little weird, right? A little bit unforeseen. But, I mean, I would have no issue with that. I just wonder what would Tyreek Hill do in that case, right? I mean, we've all had those volcano experiments when we were in elementary school. I mean, it just feels like he would just bubble up and just, like, lose his mind if he wasn't targeted as much or, you know, wasn't getting the same type of love as Waddle. And, you know, maybe Tua doesn't even – you know, consider that based on what we saw in the past. I mean, it always seemed like Tyreek Hill was his number one target, but him and Waddle have such a chemistry. I would love to see that come to fruition, Jake.
No kidding, man. And I don't want to put too much negatives on the cornerback room because it is a growing unit. But Josh, you brought up an interesting point that they're trying to light a fire under some of these players. I think the best way to say that is the orange jersey. Each of the first 2 days, obviously, one player per practice. Actually, day one of OTAs, Jalen Phillips and Ethan Bonner got it. You get to pick some of the soundtrack that you listen to during practice. Ethan Bonner gets it day one. Storm Duck gets it game two. Josh, is this what you're talking about here? We're just trying to make a cornerback step up and see if they can thrive in a moment. And it doesn't necessarily mean by going out there and having three interceptions, especially when you're facing a high-paid wide receiver like Jalen Waddle, a good quarterback when healthy like Tua Tagovailoa. Like, it's okay to be bad in these situations. I just wanted to get that point to be very clear at this point of the season.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You're going up against, you know, a couple years ago, they were the elite receiver group, right? On every little graphic. But this is exactly what I was talking about. I think we kind of joked. I think Liam Eichenberg might have got it twice a few years ago, and we joked, like, maybe this is just a, you know, participation thing. I don't want to say that with Jalen Phillips busting his ass all offseason long, but when you see Ethan Bonner, who, let's be honest, we talked about the cornerback position at nausea, and we kind of forget that he's even part of this, right? He falls in that, you know, Tanner Connor mold, those guys that they keep around who you're hoping finally show something. So I saw that, and then today Storm Duck. So my immediate thought was they're just hoping that someone can rise up with Jalen Ramsey seemingly on his way out and to fill that role. But I did like to see Jalen Phillips in that orange jersey because, again, I think that's one of my favorite players.
I find it so annoying, funny, frustrating that Jalen Ramsey's out here tweeting, like, I'm not going to listen to these false narratives and all these different things. Like, I'm all about peace and love. Well, 5 days before the June 1st deadline, where, Josh, it kind of feels like the second June 1st gets here, Jalen Waddle might, let me try that a third time, Jalen Ramsey might be traded. Like, there might be like an unwritten trade maybe already set up. But Josh, he tweeted out the number 5 days before June 1st. You could take it like he wears number 5. McDaniel was asked maybe 3 questions about him. And this is like the first player where McDaniel showed some sort of visual frustration. Like, I don't want to talk about this guy. Like, I think he's annoyed that all the dirty laundry's out there, the fact that the breakup's happening. If it was a scenario where, like, a breakup will happen, but maybe it's not this public, maybe he dances around it, calls him the, I don't know, ultimate professional. That kind of sounds Mike McDaniel-y. But I'm tired, Grandpa. I want this to be over.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. And I don't even know what they get at this point. I mean, every day it seems like, you know, they'll take whatever, right, just to move on from him. I immediately didn't realize that, you know, that five meant, you know, he's probably counting down, but it seemed like a lot of people ran with that. And the fact that it came when it did, I mean, it feels like he's ready to leave. And based off everything McDaniel said, I mean, like you said, he was visually frustrated. You don't, at least I have to wonder, you know, did he go to bat for Jalen Ramsey? Was he part of the reason they traded for him? And, you know, he kind of has egg on his face a little bit, whatever it is. I mean, it didn't work out. And, you know, some of the quotes, you could tell he was just frustrated, but he basically said, I'm worried about the players that will be out in the field. And that's about as much breath as I want to speak into it. And like you said, he was grilled, I think, or asked two or three times about their, you know, the trade possibilities, about their relationship. And he just wanted nothing to do with it. So, hopefully there's a trade to get him out of here, but it's kind of ignorant to see, you know, him tweeting five more days when everyone's out there busting their ass at OTAs, right? I mean, that's, I don't know. I mean, everyone knows what they're going to trade or what they're going to get when they trade for Jalen Ramsey. I just don't know how much longer, you know, teams are going to put up with this crap, right?
11 a.m. yesterday, he tweets the number 1.2 million views on the first day of OTAs. 11 a.m., the first day of OTAs. No coincidence there. 1 hour ago, 3 p.m. on Wednesday. The false narratives, either lame or funny, don't let it faze you. Wish well and blessings among them all anyways. This is for anyone who needs it. Finish week strong. Love y'all for real. Dude, he's the meme where it's the guy riding the bike and then he takes the stick and he jabs his own wheel and he just blames someone else. I couldn't believe that. But Josh, you brought up a good point. OTAs, and I think you go back to the idea that the Dolphins media team is so freaking awesome. They really know how to kind of pull us along with these different videos. How cool is it to see almost everybody there? Zach Sealer wasn't. I'm okay with that. That doesn't really bother me. And I think there were a couple other players that weren't there, but Josh, they had like 95% participation rate, which seems a little different from, you know, you go back to last year, Tyreek wasn't there. Waddle wasn't there. Tua was screaming, show me the money. That was like a month later, but he wasn't participating in these OTAs as he worked towards that contract. You feeling any different vibes this year?
I do, but I'm trying so hard not to, right? I mean, they get us every year, they rope us back in. I mean, that's why we do what we do. Like, we get overly hyped. So, you know, I feel like it's different. Like you mentioned, the media team's putting out some great fire. And just the fact that everybody's there, I mean, it does feel like it's a different culture than last year. I believe Mike McDaniel was even asked about it. And he said, you don't fix something by bitching about it and complaining about it. You fix stuff with action. I'm happy with today. Knowing that today is not our ultimate vision, your culture is defined by the people within it and how you execute your daily habits. He went on to say, you know, he's completely ecstatic with how the team is, you know, handling things this offseason. But it just makes you wonder, you know, how bad last year was, right? You know, how bad was the Tyreek Hill situation, the Jalen Ramsey situation, if that was a thing.
I mean, Odell.
Odell, yeah. Oh, man, I forgot he was even part of it.
I can't imagine, dude, the spark plug he was for drama. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's just, I mean – we like those players, right? We got excited when you signed these players because, you know, the name and what they meant at one point, but you're starting to realize, you know, that's not the right way to build a team. So I feel a lot differently, but I'm trying not to, you know, let myself free fall and trust that, you know, it's going to be different because we've done that so many times, man. And it just, we always get egg on our face.
Technically still on the roster. Technically, the Dolphins have two players with this number on the roster, that being number 72. Teron Armstead was another person who was at practice. Mike McDaniel was asked about Armstead being in attendance. I don't think he's still officially retired. He's still up on the team website. McDaniel said options are open for him in the future, but I don't think he's nailed down what he wants to do. And all the power to him. I think he deserves all the time in the world to say, hey, I want to go into coaching. Hey, I think he could be a great analyst. I think if he wants to go on with his rap career, I've definitely heard worst rappers in my day. But Josh, what did it mean to you to see Armstead out there with the guys?
Yeah, I was going to say Duke Riley. Wasn't that like one of the worst rappers I've ever heard. But yeah, I mean, just seeing him out there, I was like, okay, this guy cannot be, you know, you cannot get rid of Teron Armstead. So Mike McDaniel's quote kind of made me think maybe they're leaving the door open to him coaching, but they weren't saying he was going to come back and play, right? That was not a part of this at all, because that's the first thing I thought was this dude looks like he could come out there and start, you know, at left tackle day one if we needed him. But I think he's happy with his retirement. And like you said, he could be an analyst. He could be a coach. I'm sure the New Orleans Saints would love to have him. Sean Payton would probably love to have him in Denver. So maybe there's
some competition. Said he wants to.
Maybe there's some competition there, but I would love to see Teron Armstead somehow, you know, land with this Dolphins, you know, next to Butch Berry. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better tandem.
Josh, I wanted to spend some time going into some one-year contracts that the Dolphins signed this year, because I think they were fourth in the amount of roster turnover last year. So in order to fill out the roster, you have some massive, massive contracts on the books. Tua and Tyreek are massive. You also have Jalen Ramsey, at least for a little bit, and you're going to eat a lot of that contract, especially when he is traded. But I wanted to go through some of the players that, while they might be a little buried in the depth chart now. I think they have a way to work themselves up the roster and become players by, you know, let's say week 8. One thing I always like to talk with you about is that path to playing time we see from these bench players and how they can kind of work their way into the lineup. And Josh, I wanted to start with Willie Gay Jr. And I started this idea before we saw that first video of them walking out onto the field to begin OTAs. You just see Willie Gay absolutely screaming while walking onto the field. This dude is a 2-time Super Bowl champion dating back to his time with the Chiefs, and I think there is a pathway, man. I know the Dolphins have a 1A, maybe one of the top 2 players on the defense in Jordan Brooks, playing over 1,000 snaps last year. And Tyrell Dodson was an absolute awesome story, joining the Dolphins midseason after struggling in Seattle. Joins the team, leads the team with 3 interceptions. But man, just looking at Willie Gay, the championship pedigree, 99th percentile vertical jump and broad jump, I think that he could just be like a dynamic, different playmaker that the Dolphins defense is really going to need in the middle of the field. Especially, you know, we're talking about the front and raving about them. You're going to need some guys at the second level to clean a few things up.
Yeah, and I think what's, you know, you had written down he's 27, so he's still young. And I think a lot of us tend to, you know, overlook, you know, we remember last season with the Saints. A lot of people overlook, you know, how good he was with Kansas City, right? So I feel like Willie Gay is the perfect complement to what we already have, right? You mentioned Jordan Brooks. He played out of his mind last year. He's one of – I mean, that signing could not have worked out better for the Dolphins. And Tyrell Dodson, I mean, he's more of a coverage linebacker, right? Led the team in interceptions. We love the joke. So then you bring in a Willie Gay who, you know, can be that 2-down, that thumper, that guy that can, you know, stop the run and do things like that. I think it almost is a perfect match here. And I am intrigued to see, you know, how many snaps he takes from some of those other guys, right? I mean, he might not be out there in third down situations, but the different things that he can do, the things that we saw him do with Kansas City Chiefs should absolutely translate here. And, you know, to think that this, it'd be crazy not to think that this is an upgrade over, you know, Duke Riley, like I mentioned, Channing Tindall, who I absolutely love. You know, I think the Dolphins have a great 1-2-3 punch here, and I'm interested to see how much of Tyrell Dotson's reps he ends up taking, because again, it's a different style linebacker and he has more than enough experience starting elsewhere.
When the Dolphins sign a player like this, obviously you get the hype right away. He's a Super Bowl champion. Okay, what didn't work for the Saints? Well, he began his career with Kansas City. He played 4 years there. He started 28 of 34 games over his final 2 games in KC. He went to the Saints, and he was never guaranteed the starting job. I think that's a big thing. On top of that, Josh, he was competing against a former New Orleans second-round pick in Pete Werner. 92 tackles last year, but nothing special. Gay still ended up starting 8 games, except being really identified as that third linebacker. And I just kind of think of it as a situation where, all right, you had all this success, you go somewhere new, and there's just a culture change. And you're competing against a guy, an in-house guy, who's really working to solidify himself as a starting linebacker in the NFL. What I see Willie Gay as somebody coming to Miami, I think he knows this is an opportunity where, you know, I don't want to say he messed up the shot with the Saints, but that didn't work, right? A process didn't work out. I didn't have the year I wanted to. That's why I think he's screaming on day one of OTAs, man. I think this is somebody who won a Super Bowl and he knows that the clock on the NFL career is always ticking. I think he's going to go out there and try to grab one of the starting jobs right away. I don't necessarily know if that's going to happen. But Josh, I was thinking back to those Baltimore Ravens teams, and I instantly go back to when it was Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen, and they were both playing like 95% of the snaps. And that's maybe the one thing that has me scratching my head a little bit. If you want to say that Anthony Weaver is going to run this Baltimore defense, is all right, you got Jordan Brooks. He's going to play 100% of the snaps. He's going to be an absolute dog. But you made a good point. How do you manage skill sets when you have somebody like Tyrell Dodson, who's probably going to be a better second and third string, you know, linebacker? And then you have someone like Willie Gay, who you want, you know, setting the tone on early downs, first and second down, maybe more of a run stuffer, maybe somebody who's a little better towards the line of scrimmage, tracking down screens, different things like that. How do you balance that when you come from a defense where it's like, we're going to have 2 dogs out there, 100% of the snaps, and let the other chips fall?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think that's something that we're going to see, right? I mean, Anthony Weaver has experience, like you mentioned, with Baltimore. I mean, they had some of the best linebacking tandems that, you know, I can remember for some time. So how they end up utilizing this group of linebackers will be interesting to see. I mean, I didn't even mention KJ Britt, right? Who also kind of, you know, I think a lot of people kind of compared, wasn't he the one a lot of people compared to Landon Roberts as like that thumper, that kind of guy. So, I mean, he also has a similar skill set to Willie Gay. So, I mean, it's going to be the best guy, let the best guy win, right? I mean, let them earn their reps. But I think Willie Gay, you know, having that starting experience coming here, like you mentioned, he seems jacked up. And I mean, why shouldn't he be? We saw Jordan Brooks, you know, resurge his career, so to speak, here, look like a true inside linebacker we haven't seen since like Carlos Dansby and company, right? And then Tyrell Dotson, he earned a second contract here and he had interest from other teams. So, I mean, I could absolutely see how Willie Gay is going to fall in line with that. And again, the skill set's there. And I don't think we can look too much at what he did in New Orleans. I think he had written down what, like 93 tackles or 92 tackles last season. But that New Orleans Saints team was dreadful, right? They didn't have a quarterback. They were going through some things in coaching. So I think, like you mentioned, this is the perfect stop for him with Anthony Weaver, with his defensive background and just what he can do here, because they need that third guy. They need a fourth guy even, you know, right? So I'm stoked for this Willie Gay signing, and I do think he'll push Tyler Dotson, you know, more than maybe some people expect.
Ifeatu Melifonwu. Josh, I think I did okay there. But Ife is our second player here. 26 years old, joins the Dolphins on a one-year, $4 million deal. 6'3", 210 pounds, a 2021 third-round pick. What's really interesting about him is that he was drafted as a cornerback. So he's got some versatility to his game. Last year, 33 tackles, 3 sacks, 8 pass breakups, 2 interceptions. But he was only limited to 4 games because of an ankle injury. I wanted to ask you, Josh, is the only thing keeping him from becoming the team's starting safety next year the fact that the injury concerns? Because outside of that, man, I do think he has the talent and he has the potential to be a full-time starter. And I think he has the body type that might be a little different than like the Ashton Davis, Patrick Morris, all the other guys where I think free safety might be more of an option.
Yeah, I mean, I think you touched on it, man. I think even with Ashton Davis had a little bit of health issues too, but I think that's really been Melifonwu's biggest thing. I mean, he has the versatility. If you go back and look, you know, pre-draft, I mean, there were some scouts absolutely raving about what he can do, you know, come down in the nickel, roam around and play free safety, like you mentioned. So I really do feel like if, you know, if he would have been healthy in Detroit, there probably would have been a different story to him, probably would have signed an extension and, you know, been one of those defensive playmakers up there with Dan Campbell. So I'm absolutely excited for this pick. I also thought maybe Ashton Davis in this situation, right? Both of them signed, I believe, one-year deals, and both are going to have the opportunity to play this season. So I think you can kind of pick and choose which of those guys might earn a second contract. But I, again, think that, you know, with Jalen Ramsey on his way out with no safeties on the roster, right, I think one of these guys are going to step up and truly be a stud on that defense. And at that point, you know, we're going to see him get that second contract.
It was interesting, Josh, because when we were doing our draft shows and I was doing a little research on just like safety classes, I went back to 2024 and the first safety off the board was Brian Branch. For 2023 was Brian Branch, and he was a second round pick, turned into an all pro. Also on the Lions. And I got to thinking, man, I'm like, what is this team doing? 2021, they drafted a safety in the third round. And then I realized, too, in 2022, they drafted a safety in the third round. In 2023, they drafted a safety in the second round. And I was trying to think of, what is this Detroit thought process? And how are you going to let Melifonwu walk if you're going to invest so much in this position? And I thought, well, here's why they let them walk. Kirby Joseph was a first-team All-Pro last season and led the NFL in interceptions as one of Detroit's safeties. And I just mentioned, Brian Branch was an All-Pro last year. That's why Melifonwu hit the free agent market. Yes, the injury concerns are an issue, but Josh, this is somebody who was drafted the same year as Javon Holland, and I was just kind of thinking about it. Like, what would their thought process be? Because with Miami, it was, we're getting rid of Javon Holland because he's going to make a bunch of money, and we don't really necessarily see that value. It seems like you're just trying to really hope that someone like Ife is going to just peak at the right time. I don't think it's something you can just say, like, he's always been injury prone, so he's going to stay injury prone. I don't think that's a healthy process. But at the same time, I'm not going to bash anyone who says, damn, this Dolphins team cannot stop just signing previously injured players.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of their whole MO, right? Every time there's someone that's injured, it kind of seems like that might be a guy they target. But I think you're right. You know, whether it be them having very good safeties in front of him, the injuries, you know, maybe just losing your spot on the depth chart, whatever it was, I mean, this could be, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? This could be the Dolphins' treasure. This could be the guy that I know. I mean, him and Ashton Davis, they are going to be, they're going to have to change his defense. Like, they are going to have to play better than what we saw with Javon Holland and Jordan Porter, which, I mean, I don't know that that's a huge line to, you know, but I think that he's capable of it. So I do feel like the Dolphins, you know, maybe they loved him pre-draft. Maybe Anthony Weaver, you know, said, let's go get this guy. I mean, he was one of their first signings, right? I believe so. I'm excited for the Melifonwu. I went back and looked. His NFL comparison, according to Lance Zierlein pre-draft, was Tremaine Johnson, who was a very good cornerback. So, again, he's a safety. He can play a little bit of everything. And I guess my thing is, how are the Dolphins going to use him, right? We always expected Jalen Ramsey to be that star player, that orbit-type player where the defense rotates around him. Are they going to let, you know, if he come down and play nickel, are they going to let him move around and be more free, or are they going to just traditionally play him at free safety, Ashton Davis, strong safety, things like that. That's up to Anthony Weaver. But I liked what the Dolphins did here. Again, I just think they probably could have brought in someone with a little bit more pedigree, you know, a little bit more established that we've seen, you know, stay healthy and, you know, play consistently, which, you know, Justin Simmons or something like that. But based on what the Dolphins did, the age, you know, the potential, I like this move.
When targeted in coverage, 6 completions on 8 targets for 40 yards and a touchdown. He also had 3 missed tackles. This is what Dan Campbell had to say back in December, that he can play safety. He can play nickel in a pinch if you need him. He can play outside if you needed him, because he started in this league as an outside corner, Campbell said. So he's a little bit, you can be a little bit of a matchup piece. Josh, you asked if they'll maybe lean into using a star piece. No. I don't think there's a chance. I think this is going to be a really, really basic defense on the back end, just with all the moving pieces. I mean, Kader Kohou, entering his 4th year, is the most established member of this Dolphins secondary, and you can look at that a couple ways. Returning players, and on top of that, just general established NFL players. I mean, that is something I think the Dolphins are really going to have to consider. And when you have a pass rush that the Dolphins hopefully are going to have next year, I think it lets you kind of not have to, you know, have algebra, have calculus going in the back end, where you can just say, guys, line up, maybe play a soft sort of shell, something like that, and let the front eat and take advantage of opportunities you might get.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think that's kind of where the Dolphins started to transition when they made that Bradley Chubb trade, right? We saw, I believe there was an injury in the secondary, and they were like, okay, we're going to load up front. We're going to get to the quarterback, you know, in a timely fashion. So I can absolutely see how they're going to roll with what they got. At safety, even at cornerback. I mean, they're going to bring in a veteran, but you can see why maybe they don't need to bring in that star player, like I mentioned, because those guys up front are going to feast. And as long as they can stay healthy, I mean, that could be what truly changes this Dolphins defense, not so much a safety or, you know, a veteran corner.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I couldn't agree more. Josh, tell me a little bit about Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I was racking my brain here. I was trying to get us a third one. I believe Larry Borum came to mind because he signed a one-year deal. Can't remember the other one, but I came back to the conclusion that Zach Wilson probably, you know, again, 25 years old, second overall pick in the 2021 draft, signed a one-year deal with the Dolphins this season, $6 million guaranteed, can get up to, I think, $4.5 million worth of incentives. But what I kept thinking of was, you know, all the quarterbacks that we sat here and thought were left for dead, right? I had written down Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Justin Fields. I mean, pre-draft, I believe Justin Fields is better than Zach Wilson. He was my quarterback out of the two, but you can't tell me that, you know, Zach Wilson comes in, you know, he shows even a little bit of something in preseason. Maybe comes in and has a couple spot starts for Tua Tagovailoa that, you know, we couldn't see a team that's desperately in need of a quarterback going out there and paying him, you know, some type of contract. I wrote down Sam Darnold got a three-year, $105 million contract. Geno Smith, a two-year, $75 million contract. Baker Mayfield signed a three-year, $100 million contract. And then Justin Fields, a two-year, $40 million contract this season. So, I mean, all of those contracts are obviously higher than what the Dolphins paid him. But, again, I just feel like the quarterback position, his age, 25, being with Mike McDaniel, maybe resurging your career, also with Sean Payton last year. We still don't know what he learned from those days. So, I combine that with just how excited people were for him pre-draft and thought, with the quarterback position, what it is, I could absolutely see him, you know, looking good enough that another team might pay him more than this salary. So tell me if I'm wrong, Jake. Tell me why I'm wrong. And honestly, I guess I'm maybe a little bit too excited for what Zach Wilson might be able to bring to this offense.
I like your thought process, especially you consider what four quarterbacks you just mentioned in Darnold, Smith, Mayfield, and Fields. Two of them are former Jets quarterbacks that have had to crawl out of that dumpster fire and live to tell the tale. My only concern here, because I felt the same way, the idea of like, even if he doesn't play, like he's, you know, sits there, looks like a professional backup quarterback holding a clipboard for 17 weeks. You get a compensatory pick when he signs a two-year tried out deal somewhere. The only thing I need to be convinced about, Josh, is last year in Denver, Jared Stidham was the backup for the entire year, while Zach Wilson was the quarterback three. There were some, you know, raving reviews about how, you know, coaches from other teams showed up early just to watch Wilson throw the football. I mean, that sounds a little corny, but hey, we're 33 minutes into a May 28th podcast. I don't really know what you want from us. But Josh, how do we go from like him being the guy who couldn't beat out Jared Stidham for quarterback two in an offense that kind of... Dude, Bo Nix shouldn't have had that good of a season. I think Sean Payton did a lot of very good things for him last year. I think he simplified things a lot for his quarterback. I'm interested to see how things go in year two when you have this tape out on him. You can have defenses adjusting. But how are we supposed to feel that? What do we need to see for Zach Wilson to start trending in that other direction where we can kind of say, all right, we see him growing into that quarterback too?
Yeah, that's a hell of a question. I know you bring up that Jared Stidham thing. I kind of overlook that all the time. I mean, that says, I mean, a lot, right? Didn't they trade for Zach Wilson too, to just have him be a third stringer? I mean, it might say a lot about him, but I think, you know, just seeing him look competent throughout OTAs and, you know, preseason. I think you mentioned it, man. That's going to be one of the most exciting things, the Quinn Ewers and Zach Wilson part of the preseason, getting to see what they can do. I mean, we should have a pretty good idea once you see Zach Wilson out there, you know, if he can play. I mean, we've seen us Dolphin fans, we probably don't have the best, you know, we're not the best at breaking down quarterback play because we've been scarred for so many years. I mean, got excited about this. I mean, okay, yeah, I'm not even going to talk about the quarterbacks I got excited for. But, you know, we've seen Skylar Thompson, Snoop Huntley, Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, we should be able to see if he's, you know, at least another tier to that. And then at that point, I mean, what can he learn from, what can he do in this offense? I mean, if he goes out there with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, I mean, you should see Zach Wilson, that arm strength, and, you know, some of the things that people, you know, gushed about in college stand out. And if you don't, I mean, then maybe we are looking at Quinn Ewers leapfrogging him. Maybe this is a, you know, this is all for mute, but I just continue to think, you know, the Mahomes comparisons, and that wasn't me, that was those experts, right? Those guys that are in NFL offices and things like that. Some people thought this guy was going to be the next Mahomes, you know, and you can see throughout his tape why they saw that. You just helped the Dolphins, and, you know, a guy like Mike McDaniel, who put together, you know, that huge reel for Tua Tagovailoa, turned him into something, turned chicken, you know, crap into chicken salad at one point, can do the same thing for a Zach Wilson with Daryl Bevel also. They brought in Bobby Slowick, Frank Smith. I mean, they have a lot of offensive minds here. So if he had 1 year with Sean Payton, comes here, and, you know, they can build off of that, that should be what we need to see from him. But that Jared Stidham thing is not going to ever leave my brain now that you brought that up. He's 12-21 as a starter, too, in his career. So I had to bring that up as well. So QB wins, not the best for Zach Wilson.
How long do you think his leash is? Because, I mean, There's the perception, and this is going to happen with most players who fall in the draft, but I mean, there's a lot of stories about Quinn Ewers, like, hey, I didn't expect to be a first round pick, but I don't think anybody really sees me as like a seventh round pick. It could be scenarios where, like, hey, a team already drafted an emergency quarterback. Hey, this team already has three quarterbacks. Hey, we didn't scout Ewers enough, so when he falls to the fourth, we don't know if he's worth the fourth because we see him falling and we are just not prepared enough. How long is Zach Wilson's leash this preseason when you have a coaching staff that's in survival mode? Like, Mike McDaniel, the offensive minds are all in survival mode. If Wilson goes out there and, like, the second pass in a preseason games, he hucks a ball into a linebacker's chest, is he going to get, you know, the freedom to have a couple games worth of mistakes? Or are the Dolphins going to get a little queasy and say, we got to see if Ewers can be a guy if he's needed to play?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be one of the things that we watch, right? I mean, you're asking me, and I'm sitting here like, dude, I could easily see Zach Wilson, you know, make a mistake or something, then Quinn Ewers comes in and, you know, they never turn back to that quarterback two job. I guess I'd want to know McDaniel, right? Ask him, somebody's asking him straight up, you know, is Zach Wilson your quarterback two this year? Because the money says he is, right? It sounds like he's going to have every opportunity to be that guy. But at the same time, the Dolphins have no problem burning money. We see it time and time again. You go look at their dead cap and it's just, I mean, they got void years for some of these dudes up until we can't even see that far into the future. They got void years for some of these players. So, I don't think that the Dolphins should at any, you know, have any type of emotional attachment to what Zach Wilson could do. I mean, if you see that he's not going to reach that QB2 or be an upgrade of what we saw last year, right? I mean, that's what I think is so baffling, that the Dolphins, you know, Mike McDaniel saw him as their perfect backup to Tua Tagovailoa, and that guy that is ultimately going to come in at some point and play some games. So I'm putting my trust in those guys, that they know what's going on, that, you know, they can get in that untapped potential. But I could absolutely see Zach Wilson, you know, eating a ball over a receiver's head, and next thing you know, Quinn Ewers is in there because he's not turning the football over, and he is doing some of those things right in training camp and things like that. But fascinated by the QB2, QB3. If it's a battle, I don't know, but I'm fascinated by watching those two guys throughout preseason. You know, it's going to be one of the most, like you said, exciting things for Dolphin fans this year.
A little bit of a curveball for you, Josh. Sam Darnold, he signed the 3-year deal with the Seahawks. What are your thoughts on him in Seattle?
I thought I would have kept Geno Smith probably. Like, I don't know why they went out of their way to do that, but I mean, that's why I'm not an NFL coach, right? They saw Sam Darnold as their quarterback. They went and got him. The Raiders saw Geno as their guy. They went and got him. So hopefully it works out for both sides. But I think I would have been more content with Geno Smith and, you know, Jalen Milroe as that QB2, who's eventually going to take over, than giving the bank to Sam Darnold, who, I mean, let's be honest, he's earned it, which is crazy to me.
How do you think it pans out in Seattle? Because when you look, you mentioned a couple guys there, like Geno Smith, his 2-year, $75 million deal with the Raiders has $66 million guaranteed, compared to Darnold's 3-year, $100 million deal, $37.5 million guaranteed. This is somebody that the Seahawks can move off of after a year. And Josh, the only reason I'm talking about this is because I was sitting there, I was at the bar with a buddy Saturday night, and I got onto the Sunday night even, it doesn't matter. And I came onto the clock, picked 211, and Jalen Milroe was sitting there. So I got to stewing. So before I tell you what I did, I wanted to get your full Darnold thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jalen Milroe a lot pre-draft. So I think, you know, and looking at that guaranteed money, it almost seems like, you know, they have a button to push to get out of it and then to let Sam Darnold again hit free agency, right? I mean, the Vikings paid him pretty well last season. There were other teams that probably lined up. I bet the Steelers would pay him if, you know, he became available. So I do see Jalen Milroe potentially taking over midseason, but I don't know that I have the highest hopes for Sam Darnold. And again, still kind of baffled that he got paid what he did, but based on his resume, based on what he's done, I mean, you really can't argue with that, right?
So if I took him to 11, you think that's a solid pick?
Yeah, I would have been stoked for that.
It was either him or one of like the backup Houston wide receivers, like the rookie, might be Higgins, something like that, that they recently drafted, or obviously they drafted. And I just thought, man, I'm like, the way Sam Darnold plays, like I could see him turning into a pumpkin by mid-October, and having the opportunity to get a rushing quarterback in Dynasty Superflex, I couldn't say no to that. And then I got Matthew Golden in the first, Ollie Gordon in free agency. Josh, how your dynasty's going?
Yeah, man, that sounds juicy to me. I forget which draft I was in, but in the second round, I did not take Jalen Milroe, and he went right after me. And, you know, like I was contemplating it, and I was like, I don't know. And then he went right after me, and, you know, just in that moment, you're like, I made a mistake, huge mistakes. But my dynasty, I mean, in the one league I told you, I think last time that I got Cam Warren a super flex at like 108 or 107 or something. So that was awesome. And then Amario and Hampton, I got in one of my drafts too.
Yay.
So yeah, I know that was your boy. So I feel pretty good about my dynasty teams, but you know, it's all going to rely on Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, I'm so stupid, man. Like I guess I'm not stupid. I'm just a homer. And I was so confident that Tua was the dude that I had him in all my leagues. So I made sure to get Quinn Yours as well in all my super flex rookie drafts.
Got to diversify your assets, man. That's rule 101 here. We will be back later this week. We're going to do a game rewind. We are going to put ourselves through the Houston Texans game to kind of look back at what went wrong for the Dolphins and if they've really done the right things to fix those problems. I think Kat will be joining us for that one, so stay on the lookout for that. We'll also hit on the continued OTA schedule, which, Josh, I think they're meeting one more time this week, coming back for a few days next week, so hopefully we'll get a few more notes and nuggets from that. And I think we're starting to get going on a mailbag. I've been screenshotting some YouTube comments, 560WQAM. I've gotten a couple emails as well. If you would like to get in on our mailbag, anotherdolphinspodcast@gmail.com. We'll probably record that early next week, but that is it. That is all the time we have today on Another Dolphins Podcast. Thank you all so much for joining us, and most importantly, fins up.
Fins up. Boop.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.